Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, and don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. We have an Ask a Different Question every week. We want to know what you think, and don't forget to check out the video. We have a new video that we post every week on the website, and most everything there you can read or listen to or watch in anywhere from 5 seconds to 3 minutes. A few things there. Some of our podcasts are a little longer than that. And by the way, don't forget to check out our mobile site, m.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I want to tell you about, it's just you and me, and I want to tell you about something that, about what happened to me yesterday. I had some wonderful age of the customer experiences yesterday in the marketplace. And I just, I'm glad I have the opportunity to tell you about it, because this, there were so many teaching moments that I saw yesterday, and I just need you to hear this. We're doing some landscaping in our home, and one of the things we're looking for are some ornamental trees, right? You know how those are, and we like the Japanese maples. I like the Japanese maples a lot. I think you can't have too many of those. I just think they're beautiful. Anyway, so we go to a nursery an hour away on the weekend, and we found a tree that we liked. We didn't buy it. We just made a note of it. So we come back to a nursery nearby, and we're looking at trees there, and we find some we like. And so the lady waits on us, and she's very helpful. And so I said, we think we want these three, but we might only want two because there's another one somewhere else that we're thinking about getting as a third one. And she said, oh, now here's, get this, folks. She said, oh, well, why don't I just hold these for you? When will you know, basically, is what she said. And I said, I'll know this afternoon. She said, okay, I'll put your name on them and we'll hold these for you. How about that? No argument, no problem. Just fix me right up. So then I make a phone call to the place in the across, you know, an hour away, and I say, I want you to tell me more about the tree that was, and I described where it was. Well, she was a little confused because she didn't wait on me when I was over there. So she was just trying to describe them to me, and I said to her, would you mind texting me a picture of that tree? And she balked, and then she said, no, okay, wait a minute, I think we can do that. And then she said, what's your email address? And I said, don't you want to text it? And she said, oh, well, yeah, we can text it. So she took a picture with their smartphone, probably one of the employees' smartphones, took a picture of two trees and texted those trees to me. Now, this is all a very short conversation. And then a couple of minutes later, here come the pictures. And so because of that, wait, I forgot to tell you. I didn't remember the name of the company. I did a search of their town. I recognized the name when I saw their name on the search because they were SEO. And by the way, I'm doing the search on my smartphone, by the way. So this is, look at all the teaching moments I got here. And so their phone number was hot. I just touched the little green button where the phone number was, and it made the phone call. That was another moment of relevance for them. So I got through to them, and she agreed to send me the photos. She didn't argue with me. No problem at all. She was glad to do it. And so I got them. We looked at them, and we made a decision to buy one of those trees. So I've got one company who's holding trees for me. I'm going to let one of them go back. I got another company who's going to hold a tree for me and help me pick it out by using my smartphone, and by because they were ready for mobile prime time. Not only was their website mobile ready for mobile prime time, as I've been talking about this week, but the service, the follow-up service, was ready for mobile prime time. You see what I'm talking about, folks? This is the way business is being done today. These are examples of the way more and more business is being done today. All right, let me tell you another story. There's a company next door to the company an hour away where we also bought some products. I called that company because the company with the tree can't deliver to me, but the other company can because they're delivering some stuff to me. So I called that company. I said, your next door neighbor has a tree that I'm buying. Would you consider delivering it for me with the other stuff that you're bringing? Because it's all landscaping stuff. And here's an employee. I know the guy. He doesn't really know me, but I know who he is. I know he's not the boss. I'm not even sure he's a manager. And you know what he said to me? He said, I'm sure it will be our pleasure to do that. He felt empowered because he knew I was a customer. He felt empowered to make me happy, to give me a positive response. Now, if he comes back to me and says, yes, we will do that, but it's going to cost $50, that'd be fine. I mean, you see my point? The point is I had all these good experiences. These three companies passed the moment of relevance, and they delivered great customer service, and I'm going to do business with all three of them. Folks, that's how you want to do business. Oh, and by the way, they all said thank you. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.